620 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A reporter with the Wall Street Journal has been arrested on espionage charges in Russia. CBS's Kimmy McCormick has details.
The National Security Council's John Kirby says the U.S. is seeking access to Evan Gershkovich.
Our embassy in Moscow has engaged the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and they are seeking consular access to Evan.
Although Kirby said it's unclear if his detention is a retaliatory measure by the Kremlin, all Americans should be warned.
U.S. citizens residing or traveling in Russia should depart right away.
Russian authorities accused the journalist of spying. He could face 20 years in a Russian prison.
Meantime, the White House says there is new evidence that shows Russia's looking to North Korea for more weapons in its war with Ukraine. The deal would provide much-needed food and other commodities to Pyongyang. Tragedy near an Army base in Kentucky.
Two helicopters came over pretty low, and all of a sudden, as soon as they got over the house, something popped, loud bang.
The military confirms 9 soldiers died in a Black Hawk helicopter training mission last night. Brigadier General John Lubis.
This is a truly tragic loss for our families, our division, and Fort Campbell. And our number one priority is caring for the families and the soldiers within our Combat Aviation Brigade.
Investigators are still looking into how it happened. In Minnesota, officials are keeping a close eye on a train derailment in Raymond that spilled ethanol and corn syrup. It burned for hours overnight, forcing evacuations. Governor Tim Walz.
Hopefully we'll get you back in your homes here in a little bit of time, hopefully over the next day or so, get this thing cleaned up, get business back to going. And I think there's always lessons learned here. There'll be time to figure out what caused this to be proactive.
The Vatican says Pope Francis's health is improving after he was hospitalized with a respiratory infection. He's resumed working while treatment continues, but Palm Sunday services are still in limbo. Baseball fans are celebrating opening day today with some new rule changes. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The changes include greatly limiting infield shifts. No longer will all infielders be able to move to one side. Then there is the pitching clock. Pitchers will now have 15 to 20 seconds to throw the ball, depending on whether there's a base runner.
It shortened up spring training games by about 26 minutes. New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge is already off to what could be another record-breaking season.
Pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field in deep. Back goes Yastrzemski on the track, at the wall. She is gone.
That call on WFAN, Judge scored 62 homers last season, the most in American League history. That run also gave the Yankees a 1-0 lead over the Giants today. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Toward each other to snowplow, honey, not away.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, Braley, no! Pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Wood County Sheriff's Rescue Director and part-time deputy Mike Weiberg is celebrating 30 years of dedicated service to Wood County. Congratulations, Mike Weiberg, and thank you for your service. There's a job, resource, and transfer fair coming up at the Mid-State Technical College in Wisconsin Rapids on April 19th. The fair runs from 1 to 5 p.m. at 532nd Street North in the E Building Gymnasium in Wisconsin Rapids. You can explore many jobs available in the area and visit the resource booths. Mark your calendars for April 19th. UWSP is holding their second annual Mini Pride Ball this Saturday from 6 to 11 p.m. at the UWSP Dreyfus Center. The theme is Generations, with an 80s, 90s, and early 2000s ballroom culture and scene. Tickets are $20 for UWSP students and $25 for non-students in advance. Tickets are $30 the day of the event. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 1 a.m. Saturday morning and continues until 1 p.m. Saturday. Chance for mixed precipitation this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High of 44, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mixture of precipitation likely, tonight 33, overcast. High of 53, tomorrow scattered thunderstorms likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's crazy.
Could you hear that, Brian?
Whoa, we're gonna have company!
Brian, bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Here, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and so many other great stations across the Civic Media Network. Locally grown radio up in Wisconsin Rapids, Lake Eyre, and Amory. If you want to see the complete lineup of stations, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. We got Evan on the board. E, how we doing on this Thursday afternoon?
Oh, buddy. You know what? It's opening day today.
It is opening day. Happy opening day to everybody out there. All 30 baseball teams, MLB teams playing today. And the big guy, hopefully he's enjoying it because his Cubbies taking on the Brewers, hosting the Brewers on this opening day down in Chicago. So I'm sure he is glued to the television screen right now, but I'm hoping that he's sad with the outcome of today's game.
Cubs win.
You don't do it quite as well as he does.
Like, oh my goodness gracious, his Harry Carey impression. It's not even an impression. He channels the man. It's incredible.
Yeah, he does an excellent job. And so shout out to the big guy. Hope he's enjoying his day, but hopefully I'm enjoying it more by the time the game is in the record books for today. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. If you got an opening day story, I want to hear them. We got the Brewers home opener coming up on Monday, and you can listen to the Brewers across several Civic Media stations here in our network. We're really excited for when the New York Mets come to town for the Brewers home opener come Monday, but this weekend we got a series against the Cubbies. If you've got an opening day story you want to share, those are the tangents we're taking today. 844-967-2789. We wish the crew well in this 2023 season that is now underway. But I've got another question as well. The dueling tangent to the opening day stories is, what is the cost of owning the Libs? It's something very top priority for a lot of Republican lawmakers, and seems to be the guiding North Star in many regards. Well, we don't really have anything that we want to advance ourselves. We just want to own the Libs. And my question is, at what cost? What comes from, quote unquote, owning the Libs? And a very interesting story over at the New York Times talking about looking at the specific states, all with Republican-led legislatures, the 10 remaining states that have yet to expand Medicaid in their state. Wisconsin being one of those 10. Wisconsin being in that bottom 20% of expanding Medicaid to further ensure the most vulnerable populations in the state. That's who qualifies for Medicaid. And expanding it slightly out just to include more people through the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, but expanding it to be able to cover more Wisconsinites, more Americans. And here in Wisconsin, we are one of the last states to do it. We are one of the final 10 to expand it after last week, North Carolina, Republicans in their state legislature advanced a bill to expand Medicaid finally in their state 13 years after the signing of the Affordable Care Act. Here in Wisconsin, we have yet to take the measure. We are an outlier. We are an island. Most states of those 10 that have yet to expand Medicaid, down in the South, Texas, Florida, other southern states, very, very conservative states. But those are the states that have yet to expand the program. Many Republicans citing that, they don't want to further the tax burden. But this is money already there. This is federal tax dollars that, yes, states do have to put up 10% of the program. But the federal government covers the other 90% of this expansion. And to help further along these states, get them across the finish line of expanding these programs, there are billions of dollars of additional incentives for these state governments. Wisconsin could have close to $1 billion of federal incentives to expand Badger Care, the Medicaid program here in Wisconsin, along with the 90% of the share that is paid by the federal government for the expansion. It's almost it's a no-brainer. It should be very easy to do. But these 10 states with Republican-led legislatures have refused to do so. And my question is, what is the cost? What do you think the cost is of owning the libs? 844-967-2789. Because this piece over in the New York Times outlines the cost for one of the states, one of the 10 remaining states that have not expanded Medicaid in their state. And it takes a look at Mississippi, one of the poorest states, if not the poorest state in the union. And what expanding Medicaid could mean for a state like Mississippi, and what is costing the state of Mississippi to not have expanded Medicaid over these last 13 years. Because we can now see in numbers what the state has missed out on over the more than the past decade by owning the libs and not expanding Medicaid.
And I never even saw the refusal to expand these services as part of owning the libs. I never really did. It goes back a little farther, I think. But you're right. It's part and parcel. It's all part of the same cake.
Yeah. Robin Voss and the Walker administration was very clear that they didn't want to work with the Obama administration. Whether it was expanding Badger Care, whether it was accepting federal dollars to update and modernize the Department of Workforce Development that Republicans decried, that was having a backlog that had never been seen before, because the amount of unemployment insurance claims that came during the COVID-19 pandemic. That system could have been updated during the Walker administration. Walker's deputy or somebody high up at the Department of Workforce Development brought forth the ability to do that in the Walker-Clayfish administration, and they said, no, thank you. We don't want to work with the federal government that is run by the Obama administration. We're not interested in that. And so, yes, it is absolutely a ramification of, quote-unquote, owning the libs that the right likes to do so much, because they can't tell you what their Republican solution is to getting more health care and health insurance coverage to the people that need it the most. They don't have an argument for the other side of what the Affordable Care Act does to expand Medicaid and cover more people and save lives. They don't have an alternative. They just say, no, We're not interested in that. And the only 10 holdouts, North Carolina, a purple state. Gerrymandered to some degree over the last decade, which is why it was the 11th last state to expand Medicaid. But here in Wisconsin, we are a purple state. We are a 50-50 state. We are the epicenter of national politics. And because we have a Republican-led legislature that has been gerrymandered to some of the most extremes in the entire nation, we are among those 10 remaining states holding out to expand Medicaid and deliver for our citizens, to deliver for Wisconsinites that need help, that need the coverage, because it's not just that they have the health insurance coverage then and that they can actually go to the hospital in cases of emergencies. It's a whole lot more than that. And this piece over at the New York Times with the headline, "We're Going Away. A state's choice to forgo Medicaid funds is killing hospitals." Mississippi is one of 10 states, all with Republican-led legislatures, that continue to reject federal funds to expand health insurance for the poor, intensifying financial pressure on hospitals. This is one of the ramifications of owning the libs. Rural hospitals, hospitals in general, going away, because this piece outlines it. You want to know what the cost of owning the libs is, E? Roughly 75%. 75% of hospitals that have closed since the passing of the Affordable Care Act have come in states that had yet to expand Medicaid in their state.
And I imagine we'll get some calls today about people that have had recent experiences with the emergency healthcare system. It's rough. It is rough.
Yes. And the piece outlines specifically, it's not just the ramification of not expanding Medicaid on emergency health facilities, because that is the final line that these hospitals go down to. They get rid of all other services, but they keep their emergency departments. And so there is still a thread of emergency care. But all of the other care that is being shut down when these hospitals close, especially in rural areas, is all of the preventative care. The care that catches cancer at the early stage where it makes it still treatable. The care that is preventative that picks up on pre-diabetes. All of the different things in Mississippi and in Wisconsin and these 10 other states that have yet to expand Medicaid to deliver for the poorest Americans in need of assistance. The Republican answer is, well, I'm so sorry. We're owning the libs. We can't help you with that. We don't have a policy proposal to actually address those concerns, but we're owning the libs.
And there's no real upshot for them. That's the thing. Not real, a tangible upshot, a reason to drive.
They can cut their taxes. By not accepting the money to expand Medicaid, there's more money in the federal coffers that Republicans will hope that they can cut taxes on.
But I think we both agree that the real impetus isn't those tax savings, right?
I do not believe that that is actually a problem, but I will tell you that that is what their end goal is. The more programs they cut, the more taxes they can cut. But they've also shown that they're fine raking up deficits by cutting taxes and not actually cutting the programs, because individuals like Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, even though Republicans want to do away with them. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I want to hear your thoughts on what you think the cost of owning the libs is. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll also take those opening day stories, because the Brewers taking on the Cubbies down in Chicago today as well. So, some reason to celebrate. But going to get some more Wisconsin headlines when we get back.
Delicious home-cooked food made from scratch. Homemade soups, delectable sauces, and lip-smacking entrees.
Hungry yet?
Chatterbox Catering in Kellner serve nothing but the finest.
Have you tried their famous Friday night fish fry?
The newly redesigned catering service still has their Friday night fish fry menu to go during Lent. Find their specials and more on Facebook. Proudly veteran-owned and operated, serving homemade food hot and fresh, Chatterbox Catering. Call today, 715-712-3393.
Do you wish deciding if building, remodeling, or finding a new home would be as easy as learning your ABCs and 1-2-3s? Well, it can be if you work with Key Savings Bank at 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, or the town of Rome. Our experienced staff will take the time to help you explore your options, such as our owner-builder loan, flexible terms, and competitive rates, too. At Key Savings Bank, we'll help you make the right decision and avoid any unnecessary hurdles. You'll feel right at home in no time. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, it's Jim Polzine from Badger Extra and the Wisconsin State Journal. Have you checked out BadgerExtra.com or the Badger Extra app powered by our top-notch Badger coverage team? Subscribe now to get extra coverage, including extra analysis, extra recruiting news, and one-on-one athlete interviews. Plus, subscribers get my exclusive podcast, Open Gym, where I answer your Badger questions. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search Badger Extra in your app store. Download and subscribe today.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Choice for News Talk Radio, streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
DX.
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, download the Civic Media app. Wherever apps are downloaded, just type in Civic Media. It's free, easy to download. You can jump from station to station. Take us with you on the go. If you want to share a tangent with us on this Thursday afternoon, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Taking tangents on opening day stories. We got the Brewers taking on the Cubbies down in Chicago. And my question for the you out there is what is the cost of owning the Lips? Because this case detailing the dollar amounts, the amount of hospital closures that are happening around the country, and what it means for specifically Mississippi in this New York Times piece, but also in the other nine states that have yet to expand Medicaid after the passing of the Affordable Care Act more than 13 years ago. What is the cost of owning the Lips? Because to me, that's one of the biggest holdouts for why these Republican states are not expanding Medicaid. It's one of the reasons why here in Wisconsin, we haven't legalized medicinal or recreational marijuana. It's one of the reasons why I think Robin Voss and other leaders in the Republican-led legislature get up in the morning. It's quote-unquote owning the Lips. Not actually to deliver good government for Wisconsin, but to own the Lips. And so we've seen over the last 13 years, since the ACA was passed, 75% of hospitals that have closed in states that had not expanded Medicaid. That's the cost.
I mean, it's basically government subsidized in a way. We're already partway there, you know? We really are. Well, we were.
Well, I mean, and I don't quite get what you mean, E, well, by the government subsidized.
Programs like Medicaid and Medicare.
Yeah, those are absolutely government programs that help insure
and help pay hospitals. That's sort of what I mean. That they
gotcha. That yeah, the healthcare yeah. system as a whole is yes, because even in this reporting over at the New York Times, there are individuals that are responsible for the administration of these hospitals and in rural areas in Mississippi and in Mississippi as a whole. But also, again, very reflective to our situation here in Wisconsin, that had the state expanded Medicaid, expanded that program, it would have been a game changer for those rural hospitals. And so, yes, the system is is definitely being gutted in many regards without the assistance from these federal programs. Because when they say, oh, well, there's no money there, we gotta close up shop, it's because these individuals don't have the coverage that they would need to be able to go and do those preventive procedures, the screenings, the regular checkups.
While the people making these calls have amazing health care.
In rural America, 1 in 12 jobs are hospital-related jobs. Those hospital closures, 75% of hospital closures happening in states that have yet to expand Medicaid, those are rural jobs disappearing when those hospitals close. Here in Wisconsin, we are going to be 130,000 jobs shy of what our state will require by the end of this decade. If you're telling me that expanding a program like Badger Care could help preserve jobs and create more jobs potentially between now and 2030, I feel like that's addressing that huge workforce shortage problem the state is facing.
And even aside from that, I've seen the effects of Badger Care on young people. This isn't just seniors. I mean, I've seen people out of high school, rough family situations, just rough patch, you could say, where Badger Care sort of filled the gap and kept them alive. I mean, it's,
Yeah, because it is a lifeline to so many Wisconsinites and so many Americans. But these 10 Republican-led states have refused to expand it. I want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can be like Jill in New Berlin. Jill, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Well, I just wanted to agree with you both on the effects that it's having on hospitals. I know St. Francis on the south side of Milwaukee has dropped services, I believe, OBGYN services. But also to agree with you that this is like a nationwide GOP assault on progressives because, and I apologize if you've mentioned it before in the show, but a judge in Texas today just overturned or declared that the aspects of Obamacare that deal with preventative care are unconstitutional. So this is going to end up in the Supreme Court again. And we all know how they're inclined to rule these days. And the other thing is that I don't know if people are aware that April 1st in Wisconsin, 30,000 more people are going to lose Badger Care because they were covered by emergency funds due to, you know, the COVID situation. So federal emergency funds. So as of April 1st, 30,000 more people will be off Badger Care in Wisconsin. So those are my comments.
Appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Jill. And that is an excellent point to note as well, that the emergency declaration that was in place throughout the COVID-19 pandemic that was announced at the start of COVID-19 back in 2020, that is expired. It is no longer been renewed. And so, yes, there are a lot of provisions specifically with the healthcare system that will also, Wisconsinites will lose coverage for those declarations going away. And there's something that we could do as a state to help some of those individuals that are subject to losing coverage come April 1st, and just individuals that are on the cusp of just outside of the Medicare acceptance level to be able to expand that program cover. Close to 90,000 Wisconsinites, I believe, would receive additional Badger Care coverage if the state expanded the program. Appreciate the phone call, Jill. It's an excellent point. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. If you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're going to continue the conversation when we get back.
They don't want to do what's right for our country.
WAUK.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. You can learn to sew a one-of-a-kind ugly doll at the Macmillan Library tomorrow, March 31st. There's two class options at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Kristen and Rob will help class attendants cut, sew, and stuff this fun felt project in the Macmillan Makerspace. Sand Valley is hosting their annual hiring event on April 1st. It'll be at the main clubhouse from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. There are opportunities for year-round and seasonal positions. They're hiring in culinary, course and grounds, food and beverage, front desk, golf operations, housekeeping, and reservations. Visit sandvalley.com for more information. The 49th annual Stevens Point Area Festival of the Arts is happening this weekend on Sunday, April 2nd. They will have over 50 artist booths, a kids art zone, and an art raffle. They're at a new location at Artist and Fair on 1800 Plover Road. Admission is free. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Darian. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Tangy cheddar and jalapeno, dill pickle and Texas cheddar, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 1 a.m. Saturday morning and continues until 1 p.m. Saturday. Chance for mixed precipitation this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High of 44, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mixture of precipitation likely, tonight 33, overcast. High of 53, tomorrow scattered thunderstorms likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
Water. Early in-person absentee voting takes place through tomorrow in most municipalities. I believe there's some exceptions. There's some Saturday early votes still, but you have to go to myvote.wi.gov to learn more. But make a plan. Be a voter either today or tomorrow, or possibly Saturday, through the early in-person absentee voting process here in Wisconsin. Or just make a plan to have a plan to vote on Tuesday, April 4th. We're going to get more into that as well, but... been talking this hour so far about what is the cost of owning the libs? Because that is what a core tenet of the Republican Party, at least here in Wisconsin, I believe nationally as well, is we're going to win so they can't. We're going to win and do whatever we can do to stop them from doing anything. And what does that cost? 844-967-2789. A study shows, written up over at the New York Times, that 75% of hospital closures since the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, was passed 13 years ago, have closed in states that refuse to expand Medicaid. Is that the cost? Is that an acceptable cost for owning the libs? I want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can be like Gary in Sussex. Gary, what's on your mind this Thursday?
Well, I'm going to talk off subject. Is that all right? I got my own tangent.
You got your own tangent. Well, what are your thoughts on this one that we're covering first? If you share your thoughts on this one, Gary, I let you stray off on your tangent. How about that?
Okay. Well, first of all, socialized medicine is not working in Europe. They're having all sorts of major, major problems. And within the next 10 years, they'll be totally shifted to private healthcare like we have here. So,
That has nothing to do with the fact that 75%, Gary, 75% of hospitals in the United States, what we're talking about, not the boogeyman of socialized Europe or anything like that. 75% of our hospitals have shut down since the Affordable Care Act was signed in states that refuse to expand Medicaid. Any thoughts on that? That's 3 out of 4 hospital closures happening in those states, Gary.
Well, first of all, wasn't Obamacare set up that they thought young people were going to buy into this thing, and they didn't? So it kind of, wasn't it like falling off a cliff within the first year?
I don't know about that. I do know that the Supreme Court decided to gut the personal mandate that required insurance that would have been along those lines. And so the Republican-led Supreme Court prevented any buy-in from young people because it just said, hey, you can't mandate that.
Right, because I think that's unconstitutional. I think that if they would have known,
is it unconstitutional, Gary, for you to be mandated to have car insurance when you're driving?
No,
okay. Why is it different then? Why is it different?
No, I'm saying that when Obamacare was made, I believe that they with having that mandate in there, it should have worked. But when they got rid of it, the Republican Supreme Court said, no, that's not constitutional. It just collapsed within itself.
Why is it constitutional for you to be... Gary, hang on one second. Why is it constitutional for you to be required to purchase insurance to drive a motorized vehicle, but not constitutional for a law passed by Congress saying that it's also we are going to require insurance for young people and of Americans of all age. What's the difference there?
Yeah, but didn't Obama say in the beginning, you get to keep your doctor, you get to do this, you get to do that? Well, I was on Obamacare at one time for like 3 years because I started my own business and I made absolutely no money. I had no health insurance, so we went on Obamacare. And it worked out all right. It wasn't the best insurance. We had a huge deductible, and we had to pay for this and that.
But it was better than nothing, right, Gary?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Now that I'm 71 years old, I have Medicare, and I also have two supplements that I have to buy into. So when I go to the doctor, it costs me absolutely nothing, zero. I have no deductibles. I have no co-pays. I have nothing. So it works for me. But it still costs me about $800 a month. Yeah, I don't have free health insurance. I mean, I used to pay $15,000, a year, and it was terrible.
Yeah, and that's highway robbery by those insurance companies, Gary, and I absolutely believe that they need to be reined in. But you can't keep your doctor even if you're in a state that decides all of a sudden that if they don't expand Medicaid, the ramification of that policy, that is a specific tangible policy thing that you could look at. It is an action on policy, or in this case, inaction to expand the program. And the results of that, Gary, 75% of the hospitals that we have seen close since the ACA was passed and signed closed in those states.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with you on this. I'm just telling you how I see it.
All right.
Now, can we go back?
Share your tangent with me.
Okay, my tangent is I'm going to go back to the shooting thing. Okay, now this girl wrote a letter to her friend and told her an email or something like that and said, hey, I'm going to die today. Go ahead and you'll see me on the news and everything like that. Now, the police, they did a great job. 14 minutes, they saved a lot of lives, all right? And they took her out. They went out there and killed this mass murdering idiot, okay? But whatever happened to the information that was given to the police? Because this young girl, she called the authorities and said, hey, something's happened. This girl has issues, and she said it's going to be on TV, and you'll be able to see her in the news and all that sort of stuff. Why didn't they go right to this girl's house and arrest her right at that point, or at least take her for psychological evaluation?
That is an excellent question for the National. That is an excellent question for the Nashville Police Department. The Nashville Police Department, if they had that information, that is a question for them, Gary. But you know what? I also support red flag laws, so that in those instances when police officers get those phone calls, that they can take that information and use it to temporarily remove firearms from the situation.
And that aside, what do you do, right? I love that red flag idea, right? So her friend calls the police. They notice this. They contact her. She ends up on a list where she can't purchase weapons for a period of time.
Or she has her weapons removed.
Sure. And that's an awesome idea. But that aside, what can they do?
Yeah. It is an excellent question, Evan. Yeah. Because what can you do? And a red flag law would have prevented a weapon from being in the hands of this individual, I believe. It is something that the Evers administration has called for here in Wisconsin, so that law enforcement officers would have that at their disposal. They would have the ability to take that action. Here in Wisconsin, special sessions were called for to pass legislation like that, to expand background checks, so that things of this nature could be better picked up in the future.
And those guns had been purchased in recent years. They could have taken them.
Yeah, I don't know all the details about that, but if I'll take your word at it, E. But you want to know what the Republican-led legislature decided to do when those calls were made for a special session in 2019? Own the libs. Say, nuh-uh. We're going to gavel in, we're going to gavel out. What is the cost of owning the libs? Is what happened in Nashville a cost of owning the libs?
It's parallel in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Are these states that are seeing these hospital closures in rural areas and in all over the states that have yet to expand Medicaid, is that the cost that we accept for Republican lawmakers, quote-unquote, owning the libs? I want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789.
That was AP News reporting the timeline in which the firearms were purchased.
Appreciate that, Evan. Thank you. 844-967-2789. You can be like Jake in Eureka. Jake, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Well, during the COVID-19 pandemic, which we're still in, which has killed over a million Americans, Republicans made it perfectly clear they do not care about the health of their fellow Americans. So, I would love to be able to call on Republicans to care about other people, but since they don't, I'm going to put it in a way maybe they'll understand. The last caller is a perfect example. He's a business owner, who was on Obamacare, who's now on Medicare, but hates any concept of socialized health care. Well, okay, whatever. Here's the thing with it. Businesses suffer in Wisconsin because you haven't expanded the Medicaid program, not just hospitals. That's billions of dollars. It's free money. It's why most red states in America have accepted the expansion of Medicaid. If you don't care about
health, Jake, it's not free money. Jake, it's not free money. It's money that we as a society decided to pass in the Affordable Care Act, which is a popular piece of legislation. It is what Americans want. Republicans ran in 2010 against it, in 2012 against it, in 2014 against it, in 2016 against it, and in 2018. And they failed to repeal the Affordable Care Act because Americans like it. Americans want this money. And it is money that we as Congress, as the legislative body of the people, Jake, decided to pass into law that this is, it's not free money. It is money that our federal government says this is what we want as our priorities to expand health insurance coverage for individuals to take it from the 100% poverty level to 136% of the poverty level for Medicaid.
Well, let me explain to you what I mean by free money. For the people in Wisconsin, it is. It's 90% federal dollars. This is not money coming out of your tax base. It's coming out of Washington. It's coming out of states like, oh, California. We're helping to pay for your health care, guys, but you don't want it. You don't want the free money coming from the feds. 90% of the program is paid for by the feds. The state barely has to put up any money at all. It's billions of dollars coming into your local economy to boost your economy, to boost your wages, you know, to boost your productivity, to make your state...
to make you healthier, to give you the health coverage you need to be able to go and get the pre-screenings. Yes, I completely agree with you, Jake. I just disagree calling it free money.
By the millions. Yeah, Republicans by the millions. Republican voters are taking advantage of this program all over the country in red states, too. Why Wisconsin is so far behind the times of something like this is just... it's inexplicable. The Republicans got to get a clue, and the people have to force them to get a clue if they won't get one on their own.
It's the cost of owning libs, Jake. That's what it comes down to. It is the Republican lawmakers.
Thousands of people are dying without health care, without health insurance. It is a death sentence for people not to have health insurance in the society. Everyone knows how unbelievably expensive health care is. How can you even afford to go see the doctor without health insurance? And Republicans would deny this basic right. And there's a basic human right in most parts of Western civilization to have health care. But in America, it's offensive to these far right wing fascists that anybody perhaps could go to the doctor. Apparently, that's somehow socialism in their very small minds.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Jake. It is absolutely a pretty baffling stance that the Republican lawmakers have decided to be among here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin elected Republicans are fine with our state being one of the final 10 states, all with Republican-led legislatures. That's the common denominator as well for these 10 states that have not expanded this program through the Affordable Care Act. And they have decided that they are perfectly comfortable with the ramifications of what it means to own the libs. They're perfectly fine with the outcomes of 75% of hospital closures since 2010, when the Affordable Care Act was signed, happened in states that did not expand Medicaid. They're perfectly fine for the thousands that do not have health insurance, that prevents them from going to the doctor, that prevents them from the pre-screenings, that could catch early preventative medicine, that could catch diseases before it's too late. But that all is the cost of owning the libs. 844-967-2789. I want to hear your thoughts on what the true cost of owning the libs is. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Share a tangent with us. It's also opening day. And we've got a Supreme Court race and a spring general election coming up right around the corner, Tuesday, April 4th. Going to dive a little bit more into that when we get back.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Walk to Janesville, WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Said I'm pulling down the shades for the long ride. Never knew that I could feel so black and blue. And I've been holding on to something now for some time. And all I know is it's a feeling fit for two. Cause when the sunlight.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent with us in this final segment of the show, 844-967-2789, asking what is the true cost of quote-unquote owning the lips. That's what Republicans use as a North Star. Got to own the lips. You see it online. You see it in the core tenet for a lot of elected Republican lawmakers here in Wisconsin. And we talked about a 20,000 view vantage point of what owning the libs looks like with the New York Times piece of 75% of hospital closures happening in states that did not expand Medicaid since the passing of the Affordable Care Act. And so that's a pretty eagle-eye viewpoint of what owning the libs is. And we've got a little bit more of a personal one that we can go to next of what the cost of owning the libs is here in Wisconsin. We got a state Supreme Court race coming up around the corner, Tuesday, April 4th. Make a plan, be a voter on Tuesday. And interesting piece over at the Journal Sentinel, talking about an ad in that state Supreme Court race and what the ramifications of an organization, the political arm of the state's largest business lobby, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, running an ad that the individual at the center of that ad says is traumatizing to her. The headline, "Rape Victim Says Supreme Court Ads About Her Case Are Traumatizing and Inaccurate," written up by Corinne Hess and Ashley Lutheran at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The woman, who asked to be identified by her first name, Emily, said she did not want to participate in the ads and did not want her case to be featured. In parentheses, the Journal Sentinel does not name sexual assault victims without their consent. The ads are aimed at criticizing the judicial record of Janet Protasiewicz, the Milwaukee County Circuit Judge who handled the case and is running in the April 4th election for Wisconsin Supreme Court. But Emily said she had no problem with the sentence handed down by Protasiewicz. 2.5 years in prison, followed by 2.5 years of community supervision. And said that in addition to being traumatized, the ads contain inaccuracies. The ads were paid for by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, Issues Mobilization Council, and Fair Courts America, a super PAC supporting Daniel Kelly, a conservative, over Protasiewicz, a liberal candidate. Neither campaign was involved in the ads. Jumping down into the piece, Emily said she received a call at work on March 8th that instantly transported her back to the aftermath of her assault. The female caller said her name was Courtney and asked questions about Emily's interactions with Protasiewicz. Quote, "She said there was a team that was putting a lot of research into my case," Emily said. After some back and forth, Emily learned the team was putting together a commercial about her 2019 rape case. Emily was told she could participate if she wanted to have some control of the narrative in the ad, but it was going to run whether she approved or not. Whether she approved or not.
Now, I don't know if anyone has heard this ad. It's already dropped. It's already come out. And it's bad. It's not great. Not that it's even that it's graphic. It's just the words that they use. I mean, oh, to wield this like this. I'm getting to the point that I agree with Matt Rothschild from the other day. We're down in the muck. I miss the days of boring politics. I mean, things are getting intense.
Well, it's just the cost of owning the libs, Evan. This is the personal ramification that some organizations working here in Wisconsin are willing to go to own the libs. Between March 8th and March 20th, Emily received 10 more calls. She answered on March 20th and told the caller she was not interested in talking about her case or participating in making of the ad. Then she received a text message of the first commercial. That is the extent that this organization is using Emily's case as a political prop ahead of the state Supreme Court race next Tuesday.
It's not even an effective ad. Even the opposition, I can tell when an ad is effective, right? When it sort of really nails the points. I can tell when it's a good ad, whether it's on the good side or not. It's not an effective ad.
Emily, the individual at the story of this 2019 case, said that she, during the sentencing, wanted restorative justice. She told the judge, Janet Protasewicz, overseeing her case, that she deferred to her. And the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce political arm then takes this twisted ad and says, well, Protasewicz took no consideration for the victim at harm, when really the victim that asked them not to run this ad, didn't want to be involved with it, refers to it as traumatizing and says that it is inaccurate depiction of the 2019 case. That doesn't matter. And so this is what it's come to, though. This is politics. And this is what apparently some individuals... This is politics at its worst, in my opinion. This is absolutely out of bounds, in my opinion. But individuals in the right, they don't seem to care. This is the cost of quote-unquote owning the libs. Taking a case from 2019... that these conservative, quote-unquote conservative individuals...
Regressive, as some of our callers would call them.
Very good point, E. Regressive. These individuals, by any means necessary, defending their candidate, who was on the payroll, had a client, and that client was the state Republican Party, and was paid six figures to consult legally on the legalities of overturning the 2020 Wisconsin election. That's who they're defending. And they have no defense. So they go and they distort these cases from the time that Protasewicz ruled as a Milwaukee County judge against the wishes of the victims involved in these cases in a means to own the libs. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. Really appreciate you joining me on this Thursday afternoon. Baseball is back. We've got a Supreme Court election right around the corner. Spring is here. Make a plan to be a voter. You got today and tomorrow to take advantage of early voting, in-person absentee voting here in Wisconsin. There's a lot at stake come Tuesday, April 4th. So make a plan. Be a voter. If you missed any portion of this show, go check out the podcast. CivicMedia.us. Gun show pages. You can go down to Dueling Tangents. You can see today's edition and every other previous edition of Dueling Tangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to y'all then.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.